Okay, let me just check before I start. Diane, can you still be heard?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yeah, I can, sure can. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start the call tonight. It's 7 o'clock my time. One of the things I want to say to start off this call this evening is I really want to apologize for not catching the most recent email that was sent. In the title line it said Amy instead of Diane, and I think I kind of scared Diane a little bit that I replaced her. But I didn't. It was just a missed in when I sent out the email, so I apologize about that. But I wanted to say good evening and welcome to another episode of the live interviews that I've been doing all this year. And these have turned into so much fun and so much good information. And I'm so happy that you're taking time out of your day to, you know, join us and to learn a little bit and to kind of commiserate with others that are in this whole weight control journey. We're doing this all together. And when you get people together and you form this little mastermindy thingy, you know, there's so much that can accomplish than if we try to do it on our own. Kind of wishing that I would have started these whole live interviews a whole lot sooner than I did. But you know what? Whatever. I'm not going to regret it. I want everyone to know on the call tonight that I'm going to be monitoring the Happily Thinner After chat room. Not now, not during the interview, but during the question and answer section. You guys can go out, you know, if you're sitting at your computer and you want to kind of commiserate and kind of talk to each other, you can go there. It's at happilythinnerafter.com. You got to log in with your member information. And in the upper right corner, you're going to see a link that says chat room. Click on that link and then click on the chat room that's called live interview. The password to enter the live interview private room is balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E, in all small case, and join in on the fun. A little bit of housekeeping. I've got a lot of information for content tonight, so I'm going to be talking a little bit faster tonight. It's going to be a lot of stuff that I want to cover, you know, and then including the interview with Diane. But I wanted to let you know, don't worry about keeping up. I know some of you take notes during these content calls, but remember that I am recording it, and I did hit the record button. So you'll be able to, you know, go in a future time and kind of to catch the points that you might not have, you know, been able to pull while the call was going on. Today is December 17th, 2013, and I like to announce that date because these recordings I leave out in cyberspace for kind of a long while, and I need people to be aware at the beginning of the call that the knowledge that or the stuff that I'm sharing is very time sensitive. So, for example, something you might hear on tonight's call might change a year from now, even though it's very pertinent today. So, you know, I deal in the now in the content. So if you're listening to this call a year from now, and it's December of 2014, things might have changed with what I'm talking about. So just keep that in mind. Which reminds me that this thing about life, it's always changing, and you're going to have to change along with it, and you have to keep growing, keep expanding, keep experimenting, or you're going to be left behind. Now, I know that's a little strong way to put it, but that's the business that I find myself in, is that it's not static. It's very dynamic. It changes all the time. I'm very excited about tonight's interview. Diane has been a BOD Squad client for about a year. In fact, I think we discovered on our pre-call that, was it yesterday or is today your one-year anniversary, Diane?
I think it's yesterday.
I think it's yesterday, too. It was your one-year anniversary. And what I love about my clients like Diane is their willingness to work with me to try anything I might have up my sleeve in regards to our weight control journey. I have clients that are just like guinea pigs, and they are fine being guinea pigs. And if I have a new correction day, if I want to fiddle with ratios, if I want to try this or whatever, you know, most of the time all my clients are like, bring it on, I'll try anything. Diane's one of those people. Now, during the interview tonight portion, I'll be chatting with her about my latest experiment, but I'm going to kind of save that for later. I want to approach something right here at the beginning, the elephant in the room, if you will. For any of you that do these interviews or, you know, listen to interviews or podcasts or summits or whatever, these kind of programs often, you always know that there's going to be some offering to you in some sort of package or program. So right here and now, I'm going to tell you at the end of tonight's call, I'm going to be offering the second cycle run of the Bob Squad Light program. And to be technical, it's really the third, but the first time I ran it was November of last year, and it was basically just a pilot program to kind of experiment to see if it would work. But it went through a massive uplift in 2013, and as of yesterday, we concluded that cycle, and it was fun. There was a whole lot of aha moments. People got a lot of value out of the program. In fact, hopefully we'll be chatting with some of them later on in tonight's call. So stay tuned, because that offer comes at the end, and I'm going to be providing a really special discount coupon if you stay that long. Now, the format for these calls is that I usually provide an intro, which I just did, and then I chat for a few minutes on a topic that's kind of relevant to the interview. Tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about a couple of ways that the brain tricks you into sticking with your bad habits. Now, please understand that my coaching never comes from a place of judgment. And, you know, if I did that, that would be the pot calling the kettle black. In no way is anything that I say tonight intended to be scolding or derogatory or whatever, but just rather look at it as how things involved in the process of getting balance sometimes don't really have anything to do with food per se. So like tonight, we're going to be talking about the brain and how it keeps you stuck in counterproductive habits. Now, see there, I kind of changed my wording from before. I just coached myself. I don't like blaming thinking. I don't like bad and good or right and wrong. I believe in optimal and counterproductive, and that's kind of when I deal with my clients. Those are the words that I like to use. Is this optimal or is this counterproductive? It has a different energy, and I like to not focus on negative and focus on, you know, what's going to help you to get to where you want to go. Now, the source of the material that I'm using tonight is actually kind of a conglomeration of studies that were collected, and what was listed was the top five tricks that your brain plays on you to keep you stuck. Now, I don't have time tonight to share with you all five. However, I picked on two that I thought would be really useful for this call. First of all, as you know, our brains are pretty remarkable mechanisms, I should say. But at the same time, they can be kind of diabolical. Now, we all know that counterproductive habits can run your life off course, whether it's binging on some Ben and Jerry's or, you know, not even involving food, but maybe staying up and partying until 3 o'clock in the morning when you know you have a presentation in front of the bigwigs in your corporate world at 8 o'clock. You know on some intellectual level that things just have to change or that disaster is going to follow. But no matter how much you want things to be different, they tend to stay the same. And so the question becomes, why is that? Well, like I said before, our brains are diabolical. They're actually manipulative, and they lie. But to be serious, let's use an example. Say you want, you made a goal to lose 10 pounds in a month using, you know, HCG, yet late at night you partake of some sweet stuff. You know, again, intellectually, that you're messing with your progress. Excuse me, I have to take a really quick sip of water. Oh, thank you. You know that you're messing with your progress, but you think that, but you might think on some like subconscious level that tomorrow you're going to be a completely different person. Now that person can deal with the consequences of the binge. This night person is going to enjoy a visit with Ben and Jerry. Now, you know, some of you might be laughing out there. There's actually a study that shows that this little feature is built into our brains. Now, here's the amazing and kind of magnificent part. Our brains light up when we think of ourselves differently than when we think of other people. Okay, so that makes sense. Because we have to look out for ourselves first naturally, so we have this space dedicated in our brain that's different than compared to thinking about other people. Now, what's kind of amazing in this case is for people that don't feel a connection to their future selves, when these people are asked to think about their future selves, that part of the brain that lights up is the section that's reserved for the thinking about other people. So what does that mean exactly? Well, let me use a story that was shared in the article that I read. There was a professor in Princeton that conducted experiments that show how that process can work. She told students that were participating in this experiment that they were doing something on an experiment on disgust. And these students were asked to drink a liquid made from ketchup and soy sauce. Now, students were told that the more they drank, the more helpful it would be for the science experiment. But they could choose how much to drink. In some cases, students were told that they would need to drink the liquid immediately, while in other cases, in a separate group, they were told that the drinking part of the experiment was going to take place at a later time. Now, they threw in another twist, and other participants were told that they had to determine how much of the mixture these other students would have to drink. The results were, in general, students that had to drink in the present said they would down 2 tablespoons. Those who thought they could wait until the next semester promised to drink about a half a cup. Now, a half a cup is 8 tablespoons. That was, in what was funny is that was the same amount participants suggested other students should have to drink. So what's happening here, simply, is that you're basically ignoring the needs of your future self, and that's creating problems for the present self. You're dumping all these issues you don't want to deal with on some mythical future self that is somehow going to be more patient, more organized, less stressed, more restrained, have more willpower, pretty much everything that we are not now. So if we're disconnected from that vision of our future selves, like we don't have this realistic view, we can let ourselves believe that we have more time, more energy, more resources, or more whatever. So we just let that future self deal with the consequences with what we can't handle now. So what happens is this gives us the excuse to procrastinate. So you're basically saying, I'm going to allow myself all the indulgences during this holiday season because my future self somehow is going to be taking care of the fallout, not me. So comes in that when that future arrives and we're still the same person that we were today, last week or last month, we don't want to drink the icky liquid and we don't want to do the recovery to lose the extra weight that the indulgences brought on. So how do you fix it? Well, quite simply, if you don't want to do it now, don't assume that your future self will want to do it either. Don't fool yourself. You need to get congruent with your goals. So that was one way that our brain tricks us into sticking with counterproductive habits. Now, another way is by using progress as an excuse for self-indulgence. Now, this is a big one because I kind of see this happening all the time in my coaching. Shoot, I've been guilty of this. Now, most believe that making progress on goals are supposed to spur us on to greater success. But in actuality, there's a dark side. And that dark side, for some of us, is that we use progress as an excuse for taking it easy. Now, this study that proved that point showed us that just reminding some successful dieters on how much progress they had made toward their ideal weight could start sabotaging behavior. Yeah? Yep. You heard me right. The study proved that just recognizing your own success sets you up for failure. Now, the experiment that they used was reminding a group of dieters about their progress and then offering them a thank you gift of either an apple or a chocolate. 85% chose the chocolate compared to only 58% that wasn't reminded about their success. Again, the question has to be, why does this happen? Now, this is where it gets a little complicated. So kind of listen carefully. Progress shifts the balance of power between two competing goals. Weight loss is most often a willpower challenge. There is a conflict. Part of you is thinking about your long-term goal, which is the weight loss, and part of you wants immediate gratification, chocolate. So during any temptation, the higher self needs to argue louder than the voice of self-indulgence. Now, having self-control in that situation often leads to something unintended happening. It temporarily satisfies, and in so doing, silences the higher self. So when you make progress towards your long-term goal, your brain, which kind of works on a checklist, now turns off that mental process that we were using to drive you to that long-term goal, and now switches it to the goal that hasn't been satisfied, which is the voice of self-indulgence. Now, they call this phenomena, call this phenomenon goal liberation. Now the goal you have been suppressing is the one that's going to be in the forefront. The problem comes in allowing self-indulgence as a reward for being good is kind of a slippery slope. It's most likely going to open this floodgate of self-defeating behavior that will drag you all the way back to square one. It's kind of called the what the heck effect. So the official name, I think, is called counter-regulatory eating. The whole what the heck, I already flipped, might as well blah, blah, blah. So how do you fix it? The study said it was kind of simple. Sure it is. It said to shift the thought pattern from the progress you made to looking at your actions as evidence that you are committed to your goal. Now, that was kind of an impressive statement to me. So really, you know, I tell my clients a lot of times, just flip the switch. Just find a different way to look at it, because that's sometimes all you need to do to keep doing the things that are going to help you realize where you want to be. It said to shift the thought pattern from the progress you made to looking at your actions as evidence that you are committed to your goal. So what you need to do is look at what you've done and conclude that, holy heck, I must really care about my goal. And that's going to move you to do even more to reach it. Not how much progress I've done, but look at how committed I am. They're saying it's as simple as just flipping that switch, changing the question from how much progress have you made on your goal to how committed do you feel to your goal. Now, this is actually trying to find the why of your goal. So if you have a goal to lose 100 pounds, what's your why of that goal? And if you stay committed to that why, then resisting temptation is going to get you further than actually contemplating the fact that you resisted the temptation in the first place. Focusing in on that why will help that treat look more like the threat that it is. Now, during the Bod Squad Light program, I focus on, you know, 1 week I focus on helping you visualize your success, which helps you get a really clear picture of the future self, which would help with that first brain fucking thing that prohibits you from, you know, that gets you stuck in bad habits or counterproductive habits. And in another week on that program, I have an exercise that I actually ask members to do that help at one portion of this exercise. It actually helps you get down to the nitty-gritty of the why of your particular goal, whatever that goal happens to be. So these are just two of the many lessons that are part of the Bob's Quad Light program that I spend with the members that join up with that. Now, like I said, I could talk about this kind of stuff all night. I love the way the brain works. I know that the brain is, you know, I constantly say, and one of my famous sayings is that the HCG protocol, but really any diet, our nutritional goals are 95% mental and only 5% diet. We've got to work on that brain because that's what's making us do the things that we don't want to do to realize our goals. And, you know, I always preach about being balanced as well. And the Bod Squad Light program helps you to achieve that balance so that you get your mind, body, and spirit kind of in alignment. And I believe that if you get that in alignment, the weight situation handles it, it gets handled on its own. So I thought that was interesting, and I hope you did too. And I just wanted to spend 20 minutes, and that's what I did, so I'm glad. And now to the meat of the interview today, we're going to talk to Diane. And Diane, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Give us a brief snapshot, if you would, to who you are and what you do, and share with us anything that you're comfortable in sharing. And if you are okay with it, please give us your stats, which would include your age, your height, how much weight you've lost, blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Okay, so my name is Diane. I live in Texas. I have a 2-year-old son, and my husband and I have been married for about close to 4 years. I have a very busy job. I'm an attorney, and I work probably about 60 hours a week minimum. I start my day around 4 in the morning, and right now I'm still at work. So if it wasn't for this call, I would still be working. My husband works a weird schedule, so with the exception of Monday and Tuesday, if I'm not at work, I'm usually at home alone with my son, you know, taking care of him and doing all the things that 2-year-olds find fun. I've been with Biz, as she said, for about a year, but previously I first joined Happily Thinner After in about 2009, right before I got married, because I wanted to lose weight for my wedding. And I lost about 50 pounds in the maybe two and a half rounds, because the third one my head wasn't in the game. So I lost all the weight, got married, left HTA, and within 3 or 4 months, I had gained most of the weight back, and I just kept on sliding. Had my son, and by the time I signed up with Biz, I was probably about 50 to 70 pounds over what I was when I left HTA. So over the last year with Biz, I've lost over 60 pounds, and I can't say enough about the coaching. I'm 5'1", so I started out at around 230. So that's where I am right now.
Awesome, awesome. 60 pounds in a year, 60 pounds in a year is nothing to sneeze at. You kind of gave us a brief snapshot of your life, and it's very busy. You are very busy. You have a high stress job. You are constantly having to deal with challenges that involve food. Like you said, you are what I'm now calling a recovering HCG-er, which means that you lost a lot of weight on HCG once and gained it back, and then are on the process of losing it again. 60 pounds is amazing. So first, I want to commend you on that. And like I said, your life is busy. So that is almost a miracle that you've been able to lose 60 pounds in this last year. because you have so many challenges and you have so many obstacles and you have so many things that you're dealing with, trips and travel, and you know, and then you have, of course, your social engagements with your husband and your, you know, your friends and your family and all that kind of stuff. Yet, you know, yet you're keeping, you're, you keep doing it, and you keep, you know, even, even with indulgences, you keep getting back on that horse, which is totally awesome. Let's talk a little bit about, you being a guinea pig, and in particular this last round that you did, because I had asked you if you would be willing to try doing the round of 1,000 calories. I am always experimenting with my clients who are willing to experiment with me. Your response was like, hey, let me do it. Let me be the one. You kind of jumped in with both feet. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with doing your last round? Now, I know that you did also experiment with living on HCG for maintenance after, but let's talk about your experience on the round itself. I mean, I kind of asked you to keep or to have available some numbers. Can you tell us a little bit about how long your round was? You know, I don't know if you know your average calories for that time, which I know it was close to 1,000, but give us a little bit about your experience.
Sure. I would say that my calories were definitely at 1,000, sometimes up to 1,100 a day fairly consistently through the round. And as you said, I did stay on the round for maintenance, so it ended up being about 60 days total. But I had had a few indulgences, decided to get back on the horse. I was very thrilled to be experimenting with 1,000 calories because every time – I know HCG works. I've done enough rounds to know that it's the way to go for me, and that it works for me. But I always would have to psych myself up to get back into phase two because I love my fat avocado. I love avocados. I love bacon. I love cream in my coffee. With the way that my schedule works, my mornings with my coffee with cream and those moments to myself are very important to me. So having to switch to black coffee with one sad, lonely cap full of skim milk in it was, you know, horrifying to me. And I would have to psych myself up. I would keep putting it off. But with the go-ahead to go for 1,000 calories, I was ready to go. So mm-hmm. within the first week, I lost 10 pounds doing HCG at 1,000 calories. And I think I lost 20 pounds steadily over the first 30 days. I lost 20 pounds, and then mm-hmm. I maintained it with a few dips and peaks due to social engagements and getting off track. But during the 60 days, I maintained the 20-pound loss from where I started.
Yeah, that's pretty phenomenal, because another thing that I usually say is not what you lose, it's what you keep off. So, you know, that's the crux of the matter, and that's what's given me license to fiddle around with P2 as much as I have, because I don't, you know, I'm not the purist that I was when I started. I came to realize over the years that whatever it takes to lose, whatever it takes to keep you on longer, whatever it takes to keep it consistent, that's what we need to do in order for you to lose. The important part of the whole process, and I did believe this from the very beginning, that it's what you do on P3. It's what you do on maintenance. It's how you handle maintenance. It's how you handle adding foods back in. It's how you handle that part of the process that's going to give you the stability, not what you do on P2. There was a question that just came up in my head. Oh, to be fair, before you started this last round, you did have a little bit of an indulgence. So your 10 pounds in the first week was because you had kind of loaded. And just to be clear to those that are listening, I don't care if you want to load. That doesn't bother me in the least. Some people need that to be able to handle the first week, is to see those huge drops. I don't recommend loading because I feel like you need to just get to the business of losing. So just to be fair, I don't want anybody to think, hey, 1,000 calories, I can lose 10 pounds in the first week. That doesn't always happen. I don't want anybody to think that.
I didn't mean to.
I just wanted to be clear. You didn't insinuate anything. I just wanted to be clear to the people out there that if you do, let me see how can I put this. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you do, I don't recommend, of course, I have a loading article that talks about, you know, loading on fats and not loading on junk and blah, 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 blah. I think if I remember correctly, you had just come, you started that round after something.
Yes, was it? I had gone on a trip for work. To.
There it was. So you also had that. Traveling, because you went to London, or where did you go?
I went to
London. So you had that traveling weight that you, and so that makes it, because there's like that false huge gain that happens whenever you get on a plane, and so that was part of it too. So, but the point is that you stayed on that for about 30 days, and you lost about 20 pounds,
yes.
Which is kind of a miracle. Because I consider, and it, with any of my clients, I consider 10 pounds on a short round with just 3 weeks like a miracle. And if we can get there, that's what I strive for. If we can get there, then I consider it a success. You know, some lose a little bit slower. You know, a couple of live interviews ago when I was interviewing Barbara, the last couple of rounds she's done, she's only lost like maybe 6 pounds on her round, but the inches have been phenomenal. So, you know, that's why it's called pounds and inches, because you have to take both in order to consider it a success. Okay, so let's talk. So that was your round itself when you were being really kind of concentrating on doing things at 1,000 calories and staying at the rule, because there still are rules, right, that I have.
Yeah.
Even at 1,000, yeah, there are rules that you need to follow. You just can't go, it can't just be willy-nilly 1,000 calories.
Right. There are still rules.
Okay. Right. So now I asked you to kind of concentrate on spending the next 30 days using HCG for maintenance. Now, can you give us a little bit of an experience, how your experience was on that?
That was definitely a new thing for me, and I'm very glad I did it, and I can see myself doing that again in the future. I'm fairly good at maintaining on phase three, but using your methods and the allotment of 1,000 calories and doing HCG continuously, I was able to maintain my weight much closer to, you know, I wasn't really stepping out of the 2 pound, the 2 pound box very much. I do more of that on phase three. So it really helped keep me in check. And I'm not quite sure what the secret is, but I can say that it worked for me, and I would definitely do it again. And you know, I didn't feel the deprivation that I sometimes would feel on a phase two round before, where I was weighing everything down to the last gram and making sure I didn't have any fat or any butter or anything like that. It was just a different lifestyle, and it worked for me. It worked for the way that my schedule works, and I'm definitely glad that you suggested that.
Okay, and now maintenance, the rules are a little bit more lenient than the actual, you know, the actual rules on. And then when you were using HCG for maintenance, you were kind of going above 1,000. Some days you were going, I'm struggling to remember. Yeah, you were going kind of higher, maybe 1,200, 1,300 some days. But you talked about what the secret is. I mean, again, I'm not a scientist or a doctor, or, you know, I'm not the one that came up with this miracle that we call HCG, but, you know, just from what I glean out of the master's manual, the pounds and inches, you know, he had the Fat Boys in the beginning taking, you know, eating just normally, not calorie restrictive, but eating normally. And he noticed that, you know, things were shifting, things were moving. And so fat was moving. He called it fat on the move. And using that information, it gave me the theory that, you know, you can actually just cut your calories a little and experience some sort of weight loss. But the important thing about that whole statement was that he said that they weren't hungry. They, you know, even at, you know, of course we know that ACG is supposed to suppress your appetite by, you know, making sure that your body's being fed. So HCG is acting almost as an appetite suppressant, if you will. So using HCG as a, you know, a help with maintenance is, you know, it's allowing you to feel full with less food. It's also putting your body in the state that if you do have some sort of indulgence of some sort, that you can immediately go to like the 500 to 750 or 1,000 calories back on it the next day, and that's almost like a correction day. So your body's in this chemical thing where it's like, okay, so now you're going to cut me, you're going to cut me off of some calories, but you got HCG in it, so that mechanism is going to go hop right back in. Does that make sense, Diane?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay.
And I definitely was not hungry.
Yeah. So it acts almost like an appetite suppressant. And then it also allows you to, you know, correct quite easily. Okay. So that's awesome. That clears up a lot. So now let's, because you had mentioned that there were experiences about your coaching that you found helpful. And, of course, I'm your coach, so I'd like to hear some of those. No, I'm kidding. So what was it like? Okay, you kind of hinted at this a little bit. You were on HTA in 2009. You had lost some weight. You'd done what you did before you got married and da-da-da. So just before you came back and you decided, hey, I want to hire Biz as my coach, what was that time frame for you like before you started using my one-on-one services?
Well, it took me quite a bit of time to come to terms with the fact that I had now not only gained all the weight back, but surpassed the weight that I was when I first joined HTA looking for help. And I remember that people would talk about your coaching then, and I thought, this time I'm going to do it right, because the weight loss, which I've done my whole life over and over, different programs, that's the easy part. It's really the maintenance that gets me. So I was about to start my first round of HCG in three or four years, and I decided to sign up for coaching. But I, being the person that I am, liking social events and liking food as much as I do, and you know, the way that my life is structured, I thought, I will wait until the new year. I won't start in December. But you convinced me that the holidays was when I was going to need you the most, and it was. And it helped me get through that first month where I was struggling with, you know, starting to lose weight after so long, and struggling with getting back into HCG and struggling with a lot of things. The coaching was really invaluable that first month. But where it's really, really helped me is with the maintenance, because I've lost the weight fairly quickly. But over the last year, I've had very long stretches where I was in phase three, or where I was traveling, or when I had a lot of social engagements coming up. And having a plan to maintain my weight during those periods when I'm not losing half a pound a day on HCG is really when I've needed you the most. Because as I said in the past, I lost all the weight, then I would backslide, and then I would just keep on sliding until I gained all the weight back. But now, if I have an indulgence, if I step out of line, it's a few days, and then you know, I feel like I need to be accountable because I have a coach, and I correct my course. So
we talked about that a little bit, you know, during our pre-call, and I kind of call that whole process going fetal. And what that means basically is, you know, if anyone out there thinks that they can be perfect and never slip up and never do an indulgence and never do blah, 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 that's not realistic. That's not realistic. That's your brain playing tricks on you. We're all going to have moments where we turn to whatever it is we turn to. You know, for me, it's not cake, which I'm so thankful for. For me, it's a bag of Ruffles, which I'm thankful. I haven't done that for almost 3 years. But, you know, I have my indulgence. You have your indulgence. It's what happens after you've succumbed to the temptation is, do you experience that whole what the heck effect? You know, I'm already slipped up. I might as well. And then it's not a day. It's not a week. It's months or it's years. It's that one cookie that changes the whole thing. It's that one bag of chips that changes your whole outlook. No, going fetal, you're allowed to go fetal, okay? But it's how long do you stay there now? You know, you said now it's only a couple days. Well, that's awesome. That's it. Awesome progress, because now, instead of you now gaining, you know, the 60 pounds again, you know, we're dealing with 5 or 6 pounds. Okay, we can get that back off. We can work on that. So it's not the fact that you went fetal. It's when did you decide to get back on the horse? So that's changed by having a coach. Am I correct in assuming that?
Definitely. If I didn't have that accountability, if I didn't answer to anybody, if I didn't have someone that I report to on a daily basis, I wouldn't, or periodic basis, I would just stay fetal and let it stretch on into seasons and years, and, you know, and then in 3 more years, I'd be crawling back for help. But this time, I'm making sure that I'm doing it the right way.
Yeah. So, okay, so basically those are kind of all the questions that I had for you. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the group that, you know, that you feel that they need to know about your experience with coaching, about your experience? You know, we are going to have a question and answer portion, you know, for about 15 minutes after the call. So you might want to save some of that for then. But is there anything that you would like to say to them in conclusion?
Well, I would just like to put in one last plug for the coaching. I have so many things on my plate right now with my work, my son, my husband, my schedule. I just I feel like I need my life that holds me accountable for those things that I would be letting go otherwise, because I sometimes don't put myself first. So cannot stress enough how much Biz has done for me over the past year and how valuable the coaching has been to me. And I've listened in on these calls several times now, so I'm hoping that my experience will help others that have felt like they're the only ones that have ever fallen down or gained all the weight back or, you know, had to psych themselves up for phase two. So I'm willing to answer any question that anybody has. I'm pretty open, you know, and I hope that this call has helped somebody, anybody.
Oh, it will. Believe me, it will. Okay, so thank you, Diane. Most awesome with what you shared with us for this evening. And like I said at the start of the call, I'm offering a chance to do some coaching with me at a fraction of what it would cost if you wanted to do one-on-one. Now, Diane and I are one-on-one. And I'm still offering one-on-one, but the focus of this call is a group coaching model. And it's an excellent way to get your feet wet with the whole coaching experience. And you can get all your questions about this program Now get your pens ready so you can write this down by going to tiny.cc/TBSL. tiny.cc/TBSL. That is the Bob Squad Lite information that you can go to and see, you know, what the program involves, you know, the results that you can count on, some of the experiences that you might have. And I even have some people that have just concluded the program and some of their words on how the program worked for them. Now, as someone who listened to this call, you're entitled to, the regular price is $147. I'm offering a $50 discount. And the coupon code for this call to enter, if you are interested in this program, is the word balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E. Okay, so that's enough of that. Now what I'm going to go ahead and do is end this call and with opening up the phone line for anyone that would like to ask any questions of either me or Diane. And again, we are in the chat room. Let me make sure I am in the chat room. Yes, I am. If you don't feel comfortable or asking a question online, then please do so through the chat room, and I will be happy to relay that information to Diane or myself and answer all. Now, in order to raise your hand for any questions that you might have, I need for you to hit star 5. Star 5 will get you in the queue to ask any questions of either myself or Diane, or like I said, if you are in the chat room, you can ask that question there. Anyone? I think it's star 5. It might be 5 stars. Marsha, help me out. Let me unmute you. Are you there, Marsha? Let me see. Marsha, are you there?
I'm here. I can't remember.
Is it 5?
I want to say 5 star. I think it is 5 star.
Okay, 5 star. Thank you. She's usually the one that remembers for me. Do you have any questions for Diane if you want to start it off?
I really, just being in the Bob Squad Lite this last time, I thought it was amazing and awesome, and, you know, I really appreciate the whole model. But I wanted to say, to ask Diane, did any of that resonate with you, Diane, about that future self? Because that has been, like, I don't know, the last couple of weeks pounding in my little brain.
Oh, definitely. I was hearing as Biz was reading that, I put a lot on my future self. I keep thinking, if I can just get through this really stressful week of meetings, then future Diane is going to do better on her eating, so I can have Chick-fil-A today. But I do put a lot on my future self. I really, that resonated with me as well. Thinking that I'm going to be a different person after I get through, you know, these few tough days or this week or this holiday season, thinking that, you know, the me of 5 days from now is going to be a different person with a different mindset.
Well, I know the person of me after the new year is going to be kicking butt. I know that future is awesome.
All right, then. Okay.
Psycho word.
Okay. Is that the extent of your question, Mark? Thank you very much for the plug on the Bob Squad Lite program.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Worth it for anybody to do. Very much.
All right. Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and mute you again, and if anyone else would like to ask Diane any questions or make any comments or whatever you would like to do, it's either 5 star or it's star 5. Try both because I'll see you once it happens on the little thing that I have, the little software program that I have, or in the chat room. Is there anyone? Let me go there. Let me go there. Okay, someone did raise their hand, and it's Debbie. Okay, so Debbie, I'm going to unmute you.
Hi, I'm
Debbie.
Ruth.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm just curious about what foods are added to that 1,000 calories to make up the 1,000.
Okay, Diane, would you like to answer that?
Well, it's really your program. Again, I don't know how much you want to go into your methods on the call, but I'm happy to do so.
Well, you know, like I explained to you, because you were, and I do appreciate this, because you were, you know, curious if there was anything that you shouldn't say while on the call, and really there isn't. My stuff is kind of out there right now. It's just having to look for it. That's the issue. And yes, I am offering on January 15th, supposedly, I'm shooting for that, is going to be the release of The First Step, which is an ebook that is going to be dealing with what I was calling the BizBuzz method, which is the, you know, doing HCG at a higher calorie count. Let me go ahead and do it just a rundown. You know, there, I haven't taken anything away from the program that Dr. Simeon's offered in Pounds and Inches. Nothing is taken away except one thing only. I do not believe in Grassini and Melba. So no wheat whatsoever on HCG, none. That will deter your progress faster than anything else. I do allow starches, okay, and I have an article that's written about that, and of course that's going to be added to the First Step manual too. It's going to describe the whole BizBuzz method. There are extra veggies that are in addition to what Dr. Simeon's allow. There are extra fruits that are added for what Dr. Simeon's allowed. The biggest difference in Dr. Simeon's is the addition of fats, clean fats, and that's what's going to raise you. So basically it's protocol. It's protocol as written with the addition of some veggies, some fats, and some different meats and proteins. And then adding some clean fats. And I have a list of those fats that are on my site. So then, that's it for 750 calories. Then for 1,000 calories, I give the addition of just two extra eggs. And then you have to just add a little bit more for fat. So that's basically what you did. Is that correct, Diane?
Yes, that's what I did. I did protocol with the addition of some a wider selection of veggies, but I made up the calories and the fats. And as I was talking about the difference in my coffee in the former phase two and in the new phase two, I get to have the coffee with the cream. I can have avocado every day, which I love. So it's really the addition of the fats that has kept me satisfied and kept me going on phase two for longer rounds.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Does that answer your question, Debbie?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and mute you. You know, we have some people out there that are in the chat room, but I don't see anybody asking any questions. Does anybody want to ask any questions in the chat room? I see Karen there. I see Melody there. I see Joan there. Anyone? Oh, I got other people here. Melody is here. I'm going to go ahead and ask Melody next. Melody, are you there?
Hi. I am.
Yeah, there you are.
Me?
Hear you. I hear you. Question for Diane or for myself?
A couple of comments. Diane, it's awesome, and I really appreciated your sharing of your struggles, and yet, you know, it's very encouraging the success that you've had since that time. So I wanted to honor that, and then for the Bot Squad Light, I was one of the participants in that, and that was just an exceptional experience, and that I learned some very key things that, you know, for me to that I've been struggling with and kind of trying to figure out, and the exercises and the participation in the with others in the program with Explan, and I would really encourage anyone to take advantage of that. And it's an exceptionally, it's a bargain. You know, for what you're going to get and what you get out of it, it is what you kind of put into it, and those that kind of sometimes fade in and out. But, you know, when I do jump in and realize I need to participate, what I get out of it is just amazing, the difference that it makes. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Melody. Okay, are you done? Can I go ahead and mute you again?
Yep. I'm done. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Gabby had a question. Gabby, okay, there you are. I see you. You're next. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Gabby, go ahead.
Hi, Diane. I just wanted to congratulate you too, first of all, for sticking with the program for a year. That's a long time.
Thank you.
And also to stick with the coaching. I know sometimes we think we can do it on our own, and I'm with you. The coaching is the difference of just making it or not making it. So sometimes you think you don't need the coaching, so the first step is just to admit that we do need help, and then we can get the help we need.
Absolutely.
But I had a question about, you've lost 60 pounds, which is awesome. Are you still trying to lose, or are you on a full-time maintenance now?
I would like to lose another 3 pounds. So I'm a little bit up from my lowest weight. I'm probably about 8 pounds up, so I'd like to lose another 30, and then I'll be in maintenance.
And so do you plan on doing it on the 1,000-calorie plan?
Yes, definitely. The losses that I saw on the 1,000-calorie plan were not any less than they were on 500.
Okay, so besides your first month, then, what's your abs for a month? And do you do a full 30 days, or do you do 21 days, or?
I've done it several different ways, since I've done like 6 or 7 rounds now, including the ones I did back in 2009, 2010. I've done 40-day rounds, I've done 21-day rounds, and I average about half a pound a day over the rounds.
Right, whether you're doing it the 40 days or the 21.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. So, well, congratulations again. Thanks for doing the interview and answering our questions. Thank you, Biz.
Thank you, Gabby, for chiming in. I'm going to head and mute you. I'm going to go back to the chat room. Oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if the chat room's working. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, I just had to lower the hands of the ones that had already commented. If you wanted to make another comment, please raise your hand again, because I'm not quite sure if I'm supposed to do that or not. But we are getting close to the end of the call, and I don't see anybody else have any questions for Diane or myself. Anybody need any information on the Bob Squad Light program, or any questions about coaching? I do not see. Let me look one more time here. Oops. Nope. Okay. Diane, I want to thank you very much for sharing your story with us. And it's been thrilling. I mean, You're an awesome client. Well, all my clients are awesome, so you know you're in a nice group together with everyone else. But it's thrilling working with you, and it's thrilling it's thrilling to me. I'm a nutritional coach, yes, but what's thrilling to me is the mind work and the emotional work, the heart and the mind work. I hate to use the word spiritual, but it's not religious. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff that goes on with coaching my clients too, and that's the kind of stuff that really thrills me, and that's my passion, that's my why of why I do what I do. Is that's what I try to, you know, that's what I try to achieve with my clients, is that whole getting them to understand the why. I tell my clients a lot that I already see them as successful. Now it's my job to make you see you as successful. So if there's not any more questions, Diane, is there like something else that you'd like to say at the end?
Just that you're an awesome coach.
No, I thank you. You're so sweet. So, okay, this is the end of the interview, and I will be posting the recording as soon as I get it edited, and as soon as I have it available. So if there's no other questions or no other comments, let me check one more time into the chat room. I don't know why it's not working. Karen, it looks like she's trying to comment here. Nope, I don't know why it's not working. Okay, well, I'm sorry if you guys couldn't get the chat room working. Anyways, I'm going to say goodnight. Thank you all for attending, and I hope to see you either as a client on the Bod Squad program or the Bod Squad Lite program. Thank you, and have a nice night.